All Authority Belongs to God by Michael Pearl, as read by Nathan Pearl, his son. Paul taught that we are to obey the higher powers, and yet there were times when he and the apostles obeyed God instead. We know that when the Jewish or Roman government commanded the early church to act contrary to Scripture, Peter said, "We ought to obey God rather than man," Acts 5:29. This and other examples establish the fact that there can be exceptions to obeying the authority that you are under. Many women disobey their husbands on the grounds that they are obeying God instead. They get into a habit of always doubting his judgments, of second-guessing him. They let him lead when they think he is right, effectively reversing the male-female roles. When is it appropriate for a wife to refuse to obey her husband? Is there a point at which she is no longer under his authority? Yes, but not as soon or as often as most women suppose. Spheres of authority. All authority is derived from God and must answer to him. But he has delegated some authority to angels, some to governments, some to church, some to husbands, and some to wives. Angels have authority that prophets don't have, and husbands have authority that governments don't have. Likewise, governments have authority that neither angels nor husbands have. God has defined the jurisdiction of each authority. For example, neither governments nor husbands have the right to legislate belief or morality. God retains that right. The church does not have the right to intrude into family matters, unless false doctrine or immorality is involved. A husband does not have the right to break the just laws of man or God, nor does he have the right to constrain his wife and children to do so. In those areas where God has delegated someone to be in authority, he has relinquished a certain amount of control to that authority, for better or for worse. God does not micromanage all spheres of authority. He allows certain latitude for the authority to be wrong and still retain that office. Our entire lives are bound up in a chain of command. We must answer to others who, in turn, must answer to God.